spend most of their time being ugly and snotty. And screaming at everybody about how rude they are for not being just totally wonderful about their purple hair and their ugliness. And you go, quit being ugly. Oh, I can't stop being ugly. But sure you can. Sure you can. Especially girls. I think that's the most hilarious thing of all. Is that the one group of people who actually has the most socially acceptable capability of dolling themselves up to make a good impression, these are the same ranks that seem to do all they can to be as hideous and as obnoxious and ugly as they seem to be able to contrive.
No.
And then screaming about the injustice of it. Well, I'm not a Barbie. And you go, this is okay.
That's the first time I've really seen.
Yeah. But is it really worth it to be a loser? Is there anything? Yeah. Yeah, it says, and you are. It's like Shana. I said, Shana, if you put a little effort into it, you're fine. You're just fine. You're a pleasant-looking woman. Which is, but you've decided to take this weird turn.
The thing is, it doesn't wash out overnight. It's not just a temporary thing.
Yeah, well, it's just stupid. It's like somebody on a permanent...
Well, it's even more stupid when it's growing out.
It's like somebody on a permanent... In a permanent rave party. And you're going, you know, it says, that stuff doesn't do anybody a lick of good. And you're behaving like you're, like, living this every single second of your life. And you want it to be a rave party. You're going... I can't think of anything that screams loser more than that. So, well, how on earth do you want to lose? Because then you guys come back and start screaming about how unfair life is, and you go, I think you're being the stupidest person I've ever seen. Don't do that. Do what it takes to succeed. I think I'm getting to the point where I'm going to feel more comfortable, or try to feel more comfortable and be more poignant about being a father figure to a lot of people, even if they don't want it, or they, I'm only 10 years younger than you are. They go, well, you're acting about 50 years younger than I am. I'm sorry. Oops. Don't broadcast the fact that you're a loser. Do you want to be a loser? No. It's just, well, then good. Okay, start acting on that. Clean yourself up. You know, for Michael, it's like, Michael? What are your best clothes?
The one he wears to church.
If it's the one he wears to church, I said, man, we're going to take some fast offering money. Just know that everybody kicked in to make this possible for you, and you better, you know, and says, and we're expecting you to do something good with it. Okay? Decent clothes. You look like a disheveled mess. Stop looking that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're fine, but keep it turned and looking at. You know, they might go to bed because it feels like you're a baby.
Maybe so. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, well, I'll do.
It's fine. Keep it working. Trim it. Keep it trim.
Make it look decent.
Make it, yeah.
Make yourself look good. so that when you go for the job interview that's going to come, because we're going to help you get the job interview, you're not gonna blow it.
You don't want to hang around somebody who looks good, because they look like a slob.
Yeah.
You can't do not dye your hair ever again. I don't care what you're doing.
I'm curious. I don't know what she's asking me to do. I don't get it.
Well, she did her hair, and next thing you know, he did his. And it's like, what, you can match? The people knew you were a couple? Oh my gosh.
Anyway, listen, yeah. It says you need to get your first graphic design job. And you need to put as much effort into it. I said, hopefully you put a lot of effort into your college, because you're going to need to do at least that and probably more in your first job so you get a good reputation. Because somebody's taking a real chance with you, and you've got to make them, because your first and biggest consideration always in employment should be, I want to make my boss look like the most brilliant person on the face of the earth for having hired me.
What?
That is your one goal in life, is to make your boss look brilliant.
I want to make him happy.
That's right, because he took a big chance on you. We all do. Says make him look good. You defend him, you have his back. Anytime he needs something done, you volunteer. Just make it happen, man. And if you do something that brings praise, make sure you throw some of that praise at your boss. Tell them how grateful you are. So, yeah, stuff like that, man. And honestly, for you, Michael, my advice is you need to insert a sock in your mouth. You need to pretty much stop talking. You need to listen carefully to what other people want and fulfill those desires. Because at some point in the future, you can start, you know, being more of an active contributor to conversation, perhaps. Huh? Yeah. When you've got some respectability. Already being a really opinionated person without having anything to back it up. Because you just look like a freaking loudmouth, you know? Yeah, nobody really wants that from an underling. Don't want to hear it. I think I need to start throwing myself out there more, taking the chances. You know, everybody says, oh, we don't want to drive people away from the church. And you go, well, you know what? It says, I think we've probably gone too far in being a little bit too floppy-spined about almost everything. It says, and that's says, and that's problematic. You know, I said, the brethren? Shoot, yeah. They're there to be conciliatory. They're basically our diplomats. I said, this is the church run by diplomats. I said, and that's fine. That's good. I said, but on the ground, it's the hard work of trying to make people better people. You know, so I'm sorry, this church is about God. It's not about anything else. You can think this about Jesus and about all that. It says, but trust me, Jesus wants you to become like God. I said, so there you go. And he's going to help you. But beyond that, get your butt in gear and get going. Because God doesn't want to be the God of a bunch of freaking losers. I'm sorry, he's just not interested in that. He's willing to take you on as a development project. It says, but you better get involved too. Nothing more upsetting than somebody getting baptized and walking away two minutes later.
I've seen before.
We've seen a lot of that.
Come back to him.
You go. Sorry, man. This is not the church for losers. There's plenty of other churches you can go to if you want to be all supported as a loser. This ain't the one. And if your dad isn't going to say this to you, I will. I think I need to get to that point. Instead of saying, you know what, it's not really my business, stuff like that. It's like, no, you know what, it's God's business, therefore it's mine. You know, God doesn't want you to be a loser. You're on a development program, man. If you don't want to be on it, yeah, you know. If you don't want to come to church, that's fine. It's like being in a junior executive program for Goldman Sachs. I said, if you don't want to be here, Goldman Sachs is happy to shake your hand and wish you good luck and send you out the door, and they don't want to see you anymore. They have to concentrate on people who want to do it. If you're not willing to do it, you know, come to church. Great. You need to take a turn, don't you? Okie dokie. You know, it's just, So sure, come to church. Well, we're going to try to light a fire under you. If you don't like that, then you're not going to like church much. It's okay. You know, people say, I want to baptize everybody. Oh, I'm in church with everybody. And you go, fine, please do. It says, but if you're not going to be here, I'm not going to spend a ton of time trying to get you back. I'm going to spend the bulk of my time with the people who are here, who at least present themselves. Let's do it. You know? All right, Renee and Roger, what are you guys doing? Dog's not a person. We're not trying to keep them large scale. The freaking animal, man. Keep them on a leash, please. Marking every single thing you touch on. Thank you. My dogs aren't they? They mark everything. That's mine. Ooh, that's mine too. Ooh, that's mine.
Mine.
And you're going, you didn't sniff much because there's about 5 billion other dogs that did that too. Or maybe they're just trying to figure out a good mate, you know? Hey, if I hang around on this tree, maybe this dog will wander back. You can have some fun. I don't know how that works. And maybe we spend too much time trying to tell people how wonderful they are because they're children of God instead of saying, you know what? You're a child of God. Straighten up. I'd expect more out of this kid than a bunch of this. Lazy dolt. Come on. Let's go. Maybe that's what we need a little bit more. Anyway. But yeah, I think we may have to do that ultimately. But you know what? I'm not here to be a friend particularly. Oh, I don't mind that. But yeah, I'm here to put a little squeeze on you. Make it happen. Like always come back. Well, you're not doing so good either. And you go, thank you. That's a sad one. Hey, come back. Go down to the back. Smiley, Lee.
Okay.
Man, we are on time. You are good business all day. That's all I gotta say. Thank you. Mm. Money too.
I want
more. More. That's not quite a better one, but okay. You can always have more.
Okay.
At least when it comes back to business, love and stuff like that. 1, 2, 3.